At Christmas time, everything is sparkling and shining, so why not treat yourself or someone you love to something sparkling and shiny from Beecraft Jewelry? Visit Chris at Beecraft Jewelry in downtown Moberly today. Chris has a large selection of necklaces, rings, bracelets, earrings, watches, and so much more. Stop by Beecraft Jewelry at 507 West Reed Street or call them at 660-263-2144. They have something for everyone on your list.
On a Superstation, Crass, we're joined by Boonville Pirates second-year head coach Jesse Oswald pregame ahead of a matchup against Mobile. The Pirates swept the Spartans a year ago. You're in your old NCMC stretch of the schedule, so to speak. Now in the Tri-County, you're coming off an overtime victory against Bolton, who had a phenomenal year in the NCMC last season. Take us through that contest.
We started very, very hot. Hit a bunch of shots early. Built a 10-point lead early in the first quarter. And then, you know, the dust kind of settled a little bit. We stopped playing off emotion. And they came back and played a ball game. We were back and forth. I think there were 5 or 6 lead changes in the first quarter alone. And we just went back and forth. We had a 1-point lead. And then we controlled the third quarter. They kind of took control a little bit the fourth quarter. And they were actually up by 3 at about 25 seconds to go. Charlie Bronikowski hit a big 3 in the corner with 10 seconds left, and then they actually forced a turnover with about 3 seconds and had a half-court shot to win it, but it rimmed out. And went to overtime, and I think they had a 6-point lead early on in the overtime period, and we just battled back. Scored a few free throws down the stretch, but started putting the ball in the bucket a little bit, and hit some free throws, kind of put the game away. But this was a game that a year ago, with our inexperience, I think we lost a lot of those games. But we learned from that, it looks like, and we found a way to stay poised and confident and come away with the victory.
You mentioned Charlie there. Avery Reardon was the face of your team last year. Now Charlie, one of those guys along with Clayton, etc. How dangerous has Charlie become for you?
Extremely. He's averaging a double-double right now, about 17 points a game, and I think 11 rebounds. He is really, I wouldn't say put the team on his shoulders, because we got a lot of guys that can score, but he knows when we need a bucket to get the ball and go to the hole, and he's finding different ways to score.
We're joined by Jesse Oswald, Boonville Pirates head coach pregame. You came to Moberly for a jamboree. What transpired on that night?
I mean, they got us if we were keeping score and looking at that, but it was really just a chance to see different jerseys. I mean, you practice against your own team every day. You see the same guys, so it's fun to get out and play somebody else and do some different things. You know, Coach Agador is a great coach, and I think it was kind of a chess match. Both of us didn't really show our hand and what we're looking to do completely. It was more of a chance to get out and run a little bit, see some different guys. Yeah, try a few things, but also kind of say some things for tonight's matchup.
What'd you see out of your boys in the Tri-County Tournament as you moved to a new conference this season?
We saw a lot of grit. The first two games with Versailles and Southern Boone, we were down early, and then we battled back with Versailles. We took the lead before halftime, and I don't think we gave it back till the second half. Southern Boone, we shot poorly in the first quarter and was down 16-2, and then we battled back and made it a 1-point ball game late in the fourth quarter before they kind of put it away. We were forced to foul and things like that, and they hit some big shots. They're a tough team to play, but it was nice to see us. Well, not nice, I shouldn't say that. It was good to see us be able to come back from a early deficit as big as it was, especially against a team like Southern Boone, because they're tough. They can put you away in a heartbeat. They play smart. They play well together. They're physical. They're aggressive on defense, and we are finding ways to score late in order to make it a ball game. In Hallsville, we built the lead early, and they just kind of slowly chipped away, and made it a ball game late. And, you know, if we played one more minute, I think we would have came away with it, but that's just the way the ball bounces sometimes. So it was a good start to the season. To have those, you know, kind of run through a gauntlet with Tri-County between Versailles, Southern Boone, and Hallsville. It was a good way to kind of see where we were at and what we needed to work on.
Boonville alumnus, now head coach Jesse Oswald with us pregame. Not just tonight against Moberly, but the next couple of weeks as you head into the holiday stretch, and we'll see you at the holiday shootout. What are some focuses for your team both tonight and in the next couple of weeks that you want to hone in on before you get to second semester?
We're just trying to build some momentum. I think we're starting to do that a little bit. We're seeing what we can do when we play together. Guys are starting to figure out their roles, and the more they do that, the more dangerous we're going to be. We're starting to see that we don't need one guy to go out there and get 25, 30 points a night. If we can get a couple guys in the upper teens and then fill it up the rest of the stat sheet with 11, 10, 9 points, we're going to be dangerous because we're scoring from different angles. So if we can figure that out and what our roles are going to be on the team and how we can play a complete game on defense, I think we're going to be pretty dangerous coming down the stretch.
Boonville Casios, well, we appreciate your time. Pre-game, best of luck, and we'll catch up with you later tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Happy holidays from AK's Guns and Ammo, your local source for firearms, ammunition, shooting supplies, and more. If you're looking for your first handgun, rifle, or shotgun, or simply want to add to your collection, need more ammo, or need shooting supplies, give Austin a call at 660-372-1781. Or stop by the store at 209 North 4th Street in Moberly. Open 7 days a week through the holidays. Go online at www.akgunsammo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
On Superstation Crest, we're talking to Moberly Spartan second-year head man Cord Hagedorn ahead of a trip to Boonville, now in the Tri-County, a former NCMC opponent. Coming off the Hannibal game, what stood out about the offensive performance as you go back and watch the film?
Yeah, I just thought our shot selection wasn't the greatest. I thought we allowed them to dictate the pressure they were going to put on us, and we just kind of quit what we were doing well or what we had done well against Kirksville. And so when our shots did go up, it kind of led every time it seemed we took a bad one, they were able to capitalize with a run out or transition basket to make it really hard on us. And then late we had to foul, and it kind of blew the game up.
So what are the emphasis now coming off of that, and how have the guys responded?
The emphasis is getting back to what we did really well against Kirksville, which I thought we shared the ball really well. Obviously, we knocked down some shots. We shot 55% against Kirksville because I thought our shot selection was really, really good. Hopefully that we can learn from that and adjust to what Boonville's going to do to us, and they're going to make it difficult for our two best guys to score, and we've got to be able to take care of the basketball against their press if they do press us, and then attack when we can beat it. And if we can't, we've got to slow the ball game down a little bit and get in the half court and play five guys as a group.
We're visiting with Cord Hagedorn pregame. Boonville's kind of in their NCMC stretch right now, so to speak, despite being in a new conference. They come off an overtime victory against a Fulton team that had a phenomenal year in the NCMC last year. So what does that say about where Boonville is right now as a group?
Because they return a lot of guys, they have a lot of nice pieces coming back, and they're just kind of getting to where they know each other a little bit more, and they're kind of where we are, second-year head coach who was an assistant the year before, and in the hopes that they want to get better as they move forward into their conference season, just like we do. Their conference play is only one time instead of home and home like what the NCMC does. So it helped to make it easier for them to kind of keep some of our teams with us, and it didn't make us go find games and allowed them to play certain teams that they already had on their schedule. So.
We're joined by Cord Hagedorn pregame as Moberly heads to Boonville for a non-conference matchup. They've got a lot of balance, a bit of depth. They play 7-8 guys. What do the Pirates like to do offensively and defensively?
We've seen them against zone, and they shot more threes there. We played them in the Jamboree, and we played all man, and they were a little more dribble drive and action there. They didn't run very many sets that night, but I don't think not very many people show a lot of stuff in the Jamboree, so we would expect them to try and find mismatches. They did try and set some ball screens against us last year to put guys into certain situations. And so we'll see how that goes, and hopefully we can adjust to what they do to us and be able to guard them. you know, defensively, I think we can be all right. We have two guards and two bigs that can match up to theirs, and then they have a tweener, and so do we. So I like our matchups. We just got to sit down and guard and defend, and most of all, probably rebound. And because they play so hard, they crash the offensive glass really good.
Mobile East Spartans head coach Cord Hagedorn, we appreciate your time pregame as always here on Crest. Best of luck, and we look forward to talking with you after the game.
Thank you. Appreciate the coverage. Go Spartans.
Save thousands on over 200 pieces of equipment. Don't miss Seidenstricker's multi-million-dollar used equipment auction Saturday, December 15th at 10 a.m. in Palmyra. Take advantage of year-end tax savings on tractors, combines, sprayers, forage harvesters, planters, balers, mocos, and more, plus dozens of implements. Choose from John Deere, Case, New Holland, and others. Don't miss Seidenstricker's used equipment auction December 15th at our Palmyra location. Go to Seidenstrickers.com for more details.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
Now is the time to have C&R Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, C&R Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. C&R Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
Howdy, cowpokes. You know that feeling when you finish a long, hard ride and you're covered in dust and all you can think about is relaxing back at the bunkhouse? It's times like that that make you glad you heard about Valentine Insurance Agency. They give you one less thing to worry about, because you know the bunkhouse is protected by the right insurance plan. Plus, they can protect your vehicles, life, health, and more. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
The Boonville starting lineup is being introduced here at Boonville High School. It's Josh Krishman, a junior guard. Avion Thomas, a junior guard. Clayton Gokenhauer, a 6'2", a senior guard forward. Tremel Coleman, a 5'10", 189-pound junior. And Charlie Bronikowski, a sophomore forward. Moberly 2-2 on this season. Boonville at 4-3. If you are listening to a KRES Moberly. Cord Hagedorn, second year head man for Moberly. Jesse Oswald is a second year head man for the Pirates of Boonville. Moberly in its road blues with red numbers. Boonville in its home whites with the blue numbers. Pirates on the chest. Moberly right to left. Boonville left to right on its home floor. Non-conference matchup with Boonville now in the Tri-County. Near side, Tremel Coleman bounce pass. Right block left. Gokenhauer rolls in. Moberly basketball right to left. Andre Bell rolls it right wing. Thorpe, who euros right block layup blocked. Long rebound near side. Boonville basketball. 2-on-1. Left block layup. 2. End of foul for Josh Christman. That's on Bell. And the free throw true to complete the three-point play.
40 seconds played, 5-0. Moberly trails with possession in the front court. Near side, Kester bullies left block layup. No, but a foul called and free throws ahead. That's on Bronikowski, his first. Five nothing. Boonville's lead. A minute played as Kester's first back iron and in. No, it's waved off. Hit the top of the backboard. You don't see that too often on a free throw, no less as far as a hitting of the top of the backboard call. But that it did. Kester's second free throw swishes. Boonville leads 5-1 with possession left to right. A minute played. Boonville 4-3. Moberly at 2-2. Chrisman left side. White jerseys, blue numbers, Pirates on the chest for Boonville. Near side, Thomas spins, accelerates, middle turns it over. Bell to steal, one-on-one with Chrisman, right block, layup, deuce. Three-0 run for Moberly, 5-3. It's deficit, a minute and a half played. Moberly in a man-to-man defense. Near wing, Gokenhauer, twists, kicks down. Reset Thomas in the middle. The All-State running back hands off. Right block layup. Too easy. Charlie Bronikowski with his first deuce. He's their high man at 17 a game with 11 rebounds. 7-3. Moberly's deficit. Tipped and intercepted. Boonville ball. 7-3. It's lead. Almost 2 minutes played. Left wing triple. Gokenhauer short. Offensive rebound. Left block layup. Thomas blocked. Stewart and a rebound for Moberly. 2-on-2 in the front court. Thorpe behind the back. Right block layup scores. Pretty out of Thorpe in transition. Near side three, Bronikowski, well strong, and a rebound Moberly. Thorpe straight away. Penetrates, left block, layup, drops in. All tied at 7. 2.5 expired. Bronikowski, a sophomore up top, hands off Coleman. Sidesteps into a three, back iron, rebound Moberly. Thorpe gallops right side. Runner off balance, tipped and blocked, a rebound for Boonville. Coleman into the front court, right block layup all the way to the tin. 9-7, Boonville's edge, 3 minutes expired. Kester right wing, drives right block, layup tied again. That's his first field goal. Moberly comes off a 66-49 loss at Hannibal Tuesday, while Boonville defeated Fulton, another NCMC team, in overtime. Tied at 9, 3.5 played. Boonville in the front court, left side Coleman, white sleeve on the right leg. Left side three, Gokenhauer, bullseye. Gokenhauer just 25% from three in the early going. Shot at 35% a year ago. 12-9 Boonville. 3:45 expired. Right side Wietrich. Fresh off his 1,000th career point. Kester right block. Layup tied and the foul. Kester with back-to-back buckets. That's Gokenhauer's first. Landon Graves checks in. Gavin Stewart to the bench. Landon Graves attended our Crest All-Star Football Banquet on Monday along with teammate Tyler Webb. Kester with an early six. Now tied at 12 after that free throw from Kester. Middle of the first quarter. Right block layup. Back at you from Chrisman. He and Thorpe take a fall. But everybody up. Left side layup, Kester, too strong, tipped up, rebound Boonville. 14-12, its lead. Near wing, Brazil. Spins near elbow, fall away, jump shot swishes. 16-12, Boonville. 3:30 first quarter. Left block, Graves kicks out. Near wing three, Wietrich. His first shot buries. to 15, Boonville. 3:15 first quarter. Left side, left west slot, too strong. Batted around. Bronikowski, left corner. Hands off west slot, who sidesteps and flips back middle for Bronikowski, who powers right block, layup, doesn't touch rim. Volley balled out, and a blocking foul called on Andre Bell. That's his second. So Stewart checks in. Bell goes out as Mobley goes small. 16-15. Boonville leads with possession. Left to right. 2:50 to play first quarter. Left side, Chrisman off screen right from Westlock. Near side, Brazil flips for Thomas, who step backs for three. Right rim. Offensive rebound, Westlock, and a tie-up and a steal for Kester. Wietrich into the front court. Swings it near wing, Thorpe. It's tipped around and a foul call. .226 to play first quarter. 16-15, Boonville's lead. Thorpe off screen right from Stewart. Right elbow, backs down, fall away, jump shot swishes. Thorpe now at 928 career points. 17-16, Moberly in front. 2 minutes to play, first quarter. Left side, fall away, jump shot, Coleman banks it in. Thorpe rolls it far side, Wietrich, who bumps his way into the front court. Accelerates right block, out of bounds baseline, in possession of Boonville. Pirates basketball left to right, 18-17 their lead, out of the Tri-County Conference. Near wing, Coleman, off screen left. Rolls it up top, Westlock. The 6'4 freshman hands off deep left wing, Thomas, who fires too strong into the Moberly cheerleaders on the baseline. Possession back to the Spartans. Sam Esser checks in for the first time for Boonville. And Savion Thorpe trots into the front court for the Spartans. Right side, Wietrich, 18-footer, off balance, back iron. Rebound, Boonville. Near side, Esser, just into the game, not shy. Right side, three, left rim. Rebound, Wietrich, who flips Thorpe in the middle. Off screen, right. Now jabs, left block, layup, a lot of contact, no call. Offensive board, Kester, finger rolls it in. .19-18, Moberly's lead. 50 seconds, first quarter. Screen left. Runner, Brazil, two. Wietrich, right side. Behind Graves. Now powers middle. Left block, layup. No, but a foul call. Then free throws ahead. Foul called on Brazil. Wietrich's first free throw, in and out. .20-19, Boonville's edge, 35 seconds to play, first quarter. Second free throw for Wietrich, ties it up. 20 apiece, 30 seconds to play, first quarter. Lob, left block, west slot. Bullies on Stewart. Kicks it out. It's tipped, but stays Boonville. Now it's intercepted, Thorpe. One on two. Right block. Thorpe lays it in. 22-20, Moberly's lead. 10 seconds, first quarter. And another steal. but the outlet tip, but it stays Moberly. Right block. Thorpe reverse layup scores. 24-20 Spartans, and the half court heave misses right. That's the end of one on Crest. 24-20 Spartans lead on 104.7.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Moberly Spartans. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Moberly Spartans. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Right side, finger roll for Kester. 26-20, Moberly started the second quarter. Left block layup. Coleman can't answer. Follow from Gokenhauer scores. Moberly basketball in the front court. 30 seconds played second quarter. 26-22, it's lead. Non-conference matchup at Boonville. Right side, Kester. Off screen left. Pitches back for Retrick. Between the legs. Accelerates right block, left two. Left side, three for Thomas. Back iron, high bounce, rebound, Kester. Moberly into the front court. Weitrich up top, open three. Pointer drills it. And a quick timeout for Boonville. 30-second timeout. Minute into the second, 31-22. Moberly's lead. We'll step aside. Back in 30 seconds on Press.
Looking for a new couch, bed, or table? For over 40 years, Darren Dinger Furniture of Boonville has offered quality furniture at low, affordable prices. Choose from a wide array of sofas, recliners, occasional tables, bedroom, and dining sets from Best Chair, Ashley,
this.
Southern Motion, TEI, and more. They also have a variety of lift chairs in stock. Looking for a new mattress? Check out their line of mattresses from Therapeutic. Visit them on Facebook or at 312 6th Street in Boonville. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 4. As always, they offer free local delivery and service after the sale.
Get the latest and greatest devices at Sheraton Valley.
What are you doing? You're listening to Superstation Crest, 31-22, the lead of four Moberly. Minute 15 played in the second quarter. Boonville possession. Left block, layup. Thomas scores it. That's his first field goal. Right side, Thorpe throws middle. Kester, right block, tick out. Near side, Weitrich penetrates. Left block and an offensive foul call. Boonville basketball left to right on its home floor. A minute 35 into the second quarter, down 31-24. Near side, Chrisman off screen left, pops it middle, and a foul called. Baseline inbound upcoming. That's on Dominic Stoneking. Inbound to the near corner for Gokenhauer. Swing near wing, Thomas. Bronikowski posts. Lob, right block, layup. Bronikowski misses strong. Rebound, Weitrich. Who throws middle, Thorpe. Thinks about three. Instead, carves right block, scoop layup, front rim, tipped up. And a rebound, Bronikowski. Who passes left side. And a reset middle with Chris Smith. 5:45 to play first half. Coleman contested left side three, left rim. Rebound Thorpe, who scampers front court. Left block, layup too strong. Little out of control, rebound Boonville. Near wing, Gokenhauer. Hands off. Bounce pass, left block, layup, Bronikowski, no, but a foul call. So he'll head to the line. First free throw for Bronikowski, halfway down and out. Stone King already with two fouls. .526 to play first half, 31-24 Moberly, as Bronikowski's second free throw cuts in. 31-25 Spartan, 5:20 first half. Braves into the front court, rolls it near wing. Bell, who bobbles, taken. Thomas into the front court, 2-on-1, hands off, tipped, offensive foul. Thomas tagged with the charge before that flip pass to the left block. Spartans basketball right to left, 31-25 their lead, almost 3 minutes played second quarter. Bell into the front court at Boonville High School. Pass tipped into the back court, but it stays Moberly. Kester zigzags middle. Fires near corner three. Graves well strong. Boonville rebounds. Left to right in the home whites. Blue numbers. Left block layup. Thomas Deuce. .31-27 Moberly. Near side three. Kester right rim. Offensive board Stewart. Kick out. Bell, stop and start. Flips middle. Triple for Weetrich, front rim. Offensive board, Kester. Right block, layup, Deuce. And a timeout call for Moberly. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take it too. 33-27, Moberly leads. 4:26 to play, first half on Crest.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
At Boonville High School, the Pirates trail 33-27 with possession left to right, 4:20 to play first half. Coleman in the middle, hands off our side, Thomas. He's got just four early. Left block, lobs middle, right block, layup, Westlock finishes. First points for the freshman. Right side, Stewart spins, layup, side of the backboard, and a rebound for Boonville. Chrisman right side, scoops near wing. Kick out left side, pass to the left block, Westlock backs down, layup, too strong, rebound Moberly. Spartans basketball right to left. Bell scampers front court. Flips Kester near side, who drives left block. Layup, but Justin finishes. He's got 14. 35-29 Spartans. 3:20 to play first half. Bronikowski hoists a straightaway three, drills it. .35-32 Spartans, 3:10 to play first half. Kester near side, between the legs. Lobs far side into traffic, easy steal for Coleman. Left block, layup blocked off the backboard, Weetrich. Moberly rebounds. Outlet Bell intercepted again. Crispin, 1-on-0 with Weetrich. Right block, left blocked again off the backboard, Weetrich. Motherly ball. 2:45 to play first half. Ball away jumper, Bell, right rim. Rebound, Bronikowski. 35-32, Moberly. 2:35 to play first half. Two one-on-one situations. Weetrich with swats off the glass. Left side three to tie. No. Rebound, Weetrich. Weetrich actually may have had a subtle travel on that rebound, but Moberly keeps. Moberly lost here 54-48 last season. Kester off a motion, left block, lamp rattles in. Kester with 16 in the first half. Moberly's three veteran scorers all with 9+. Left block, layup, Coleman, right rim, rebound, Kester, who gallops into the front court. 2-on-1, right block, layup, Kester, right rim, tipped up, bending off glass, Stewart. His first points, 39-32 Spartans, 1:35 to play first half. Westlock middle, played middle linebacker for the football team as a freshman, another turnover. Kester absorbs a foul in transition. That's on Crispin, his second. Mass substitutions. Andre Bell checks out. Savion Thorpe, Landon Graves, Gavin Stewart, Braden Weetrich, and Trey Kester, the five from Oberlin. Right corner, Graves. Pops it right block, Stewart, who backs down over the shoulder. Shot too strong. Rebound, Brazil. Near side, Brazil. Right block, layup, in off glass. 39-34, Moberly. 1 minute to play, first half. The Spartans 2-2 on the year. Weetrich contested triple straight away. No, it's a 2-foot on the line, but it counts. Weetrich with 11. 41-34 Moberly. 45 seconds first half. Brazil straight away. Crosses over. Scoop near wing. Off balance shot off glass for two. Kellen Brownfield with his first points. 41-36 Moberly. Near corner Thorpe. Pump fake into a 10-footer. Connects. Forty-three to 36, Moberly. 12 seconds, first half, and a foul called on Thorpe. Moberly had a foul to give there. Thorpe's first; he committed that one intentionally, or deliberately would be the better word for it. Not an intentional foul by any means. 43-36, Moberly leads. 7 seconds, first half. Left corner three, Gokenhauer, front rim. Tipped up and a foul called over the back on Boonville. That'll be a free throw for Moberly on the other end. And that is Brazil's second. Weetrich to the line. His first free throw is true. I caught up with Jarrett Hunziker just before our game while the pregames were going on. And Tony Vestal will join us at the half as he always does. Half court prayer misses, 45-36. Moberly leads at the break. Tony Vestal will visit with us next on Crest.
Get the latest and greatest devices at Sheraton Valley, your holiday smartphone headquarters. Sheraton Valley will keep you connected with the best holiday gift ideas, like an Arlo Go Wireless security camera. That's a great idea for hunters who want a trail camera. Deals on Model 8 phones. That's a great idea for someone wanting to upgrade. And $1 a month for a device. That's a great idea for anyone. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected online at cvalley.net.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tony Bethel joins us post-game as we're at the halftime of the boys' game, 45-36. The Spartans lead the Pirates of Boonville, 63-41. Boonville defeats Moberly in the first game of our doubleheader. Boonville always so stout defensively. What were they able to do to make life tough tonight?
You know, I sit here and I thought that we were actually all right offensively. I don't particularly think we turned the basketball over, which is one of our keys. It's to handle their pressure. We got the ball to the middle, definitely in the second half, I thought. We just kind of struggled making shots. We're going to have to knock down some shots. I thought, for the most part, we took good shots. We just got to make more shots.
Tony Vestal with us on regional radio. What'd you see out of your team on the defensive end?
You know, they're a tough guard. They are. They can spread you out. They got three girls that can hit perimeter shots. You know, they can get in the lane off the drive, and then they got Lemons inside, who's a tough guard and can finish around the basket and just create space. They hit some threes tonight. I don't know how many they hit, but. They had some girls hit shots that we were okay with them shooting, and they went in. So it's tough to beat them on nights like that.
Tony Vestal with us post-game here on Crest. I know it's not really an easy answer, but how do you get it going a bit offensively? Like you said, the looks you wanted just seemed like a lot of shots were either well left or well right tonight.
Yeah. I mean, we just got to keep working in practice, keep getting shots up, and, We'll fix it. You know, we'll get back with it. I do like our practice yesterday was really good. So it was nice to see after a tough loss where we didn't particularly play well. We had a really good practice yesterday. So hopefully we can get back to doing that. And it'll carry over into the games.
Tony Vestal joins us post game, 63-41 loss at Boonville. Let's go more into the ball handling, given that this is a pressure team and you're breaking in new ball handlers. What encouraged you about that?
Our girls, you know, we had some girls that were particularly having to handle the basketball in tough situations tonight. I thought we handled their pressure pretty good. They slow you down. They try and speed you up, you know, and I thought we slowed it down and made the right passes. For, you know, they're so good at hitting you with the 6-0, 8-0 runs, and you can't allow them to do that.
What'd you like about that late third quarter, early fourth quarter 9-0 run from your girls?
You know, we showed we still had some fight. You know, we still competed, even though the score wasn't particularly what we wanted it to be. And, we did some good things. We worked on a little 70 press that we've been working on. It was nice to see it in a game. And we kind of sped them up and turned them over and got some transition opportunities out of it.
What do you know about Harrisburg?
You know, I watched them play against Southern Boone. It was early. We've had two pretty good games against them in the last 2 years, so it'll be a tough matchup for us. I know they're pretty big, it'll be fun. Short turnover. We'll get ready for them. We're gonna take tomorrow off and practice Sunday and get ready for Monday.
Tony Vestal, Lady Spartans head coach. Appreciate your time as always. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
That is Tony Vestal. We'll step aside. More halftime coverage next.
The holidays can be a hectic time to plan a meal, and every member of the family wants something different. Domino's has the perfect solution. Order from the Mix and Match menu for just $5.99 each. Choose from a medium two-topping pizza, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twist, pasta in a bowl, an oven-baked sandwich, or eight-piece boneless wings topped off with marble cookie brownies. This offer excludes bread bowls and wings. Domino's Pizza, Mix and Match, for just $5.99 each. Order online at dominos.com.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction. with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Tony Vest. Win against Moberly here at Boonville, moving to 7-2 on the season. How are you able to make life so tough for Moberly on the offensive end tonight?
I think just kind of wearing them out. You know, Tony made a nice last year after the game. Tony made had a nice little quote about how we just don't give you room to exhale or breathe. And the same thing tonight. And we know they graduated a couple of key players from last year. We knew Flood and Billington had to pretty much stay on the floor most of the night. And you could tell by the end they were pretty much gassed. And it's just kind of keep it up with our defense, kind of wear on them a little bit, and keep pushing the ball offensively, which our girls did a great job tonight of doing.
How would you evaluate your transition play tonight?
That's something we work on daily. Is always putting pressure on the opponents, on their defense, by just pushing the ball, running lanes, and pitching ahead. You got Addie Brownfield running the point, who loves to pitch ahead and get things going. And so we stress it quite a bit, and we got quite a bit up of it tonight.
We're talking to Boonville's Jared Hunziker post-game. How pleased are you to come away with such a convincing win in a big early season test here?
Yeah, we knew Moberly would – it's always a battle between us. And I know they had a poor performance the other night against Hannibal, so I knew they would take it when I come out and do a good job tonight and kind of, get things get going again. So for us to for two home games, our first two home games of the year, Tuesday and Thursday this week, come out and kind of look pretty good, productive. I couldn't be pleased. I'm very happy for the girls.
What are a couple of things you want to work on before we see you at the holiday shootout?
Just execution offensively. Sometimes we kind of stand, don't really move. So basically working on just pretty much offensively executing a little bit better.
Jared Hunziker, Boonville head coach, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Happy holidays from AK's Guns and Ammo, your local source for firearms, ammunition, shooting supplies, and more. If you're looking for your first handgun, rifle, or shotgun, or simply want to add to your collection, need more ammo, or need shooting supplies, give Austin a call at 660-372-1781. Or stop by the store at 209 North 4th Street in Moberly. Open 7 days a week through the holidays. Go online at www.akgunsammo.com.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A+ program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
With a just-reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023E tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Moberly 45-36. Moberly leads Boonville with the second half just moments away here on Superstation Crest. Savion Thorpe with 12 at the break for the Spartans, 13 for Wietrich, 2 for Andre Bell, 16 for Trey Kessler, and 2 for Gavin Stewart. Josh Christman has 5 for Boonville. Avion Thomas has 4. Clayton Gokenhauer has 7. Tramel Coleman has 4. Charlie Bronikowski has 6. Malik Brazil has 6. And DJ Westlock has 2. And Kellen Brownfield has 2. Start of the second half, 45-36, Moberly's lead here at Boonville High School. Near wing, Chrisman. Dribbles up top. Moberly in a bit of a 2-1-2 here, and it leads to a steal. Kester out of bounds baseline. Bobble that one possession back to Boonville. No, it stays. Moberly, actually, that one tipped from behind is the word. So that one tipped out of bounds. Left side three. Thorpe swishes. ...48-36 Moberly. It's largest lead, 30 seconds into the second half. Right side, Coleman. Rolls it right, block, tip, Kester saves it in the corner. Moberly ball left to right. Near block, Stewart, floater off glass for two. Quick 5-0 run for the Spartans. 50-36 Moberly. 50 seconds into the second half. Near side, Coleman. Now Gokenhauer straight away. Swings it far away. Chrisman off screen left. Couple of ball fakes. Pitches right corner Gokenhauer, who eyes a three right rim. Rebound Thorpe. Outlets near side Bell, who zigzags right block up in under. Too strong. And traffic. Rebound Boonville. Bell's slow to get up. Holds his left wrist there. Now right wrist, even. A turnover in the front court, and we have an official's timeout. Bell tries to shake off that right wrist. Bell appears to be in a lot of pain with that right wrist, trying to flex it a bit. Landon Graves will come in for Bell. And the trainer assists Bell there, who appeared to land on his wrist awkwardly after that layup. 50-36, Moberly's lead with possession in the front court. Minute and a half into the second half. Kester left side. Stops up top, flips left wing for Wietrich, who drives. Now scoops middle, left elbow jumper, Stewart with six. 52-36, Spartans. Minute 50 into the second half. Right side, Gokenhauer. Holds high, hands off Coleman right wing, who sprints left block, scoops out. Near side, Chrisman drives. Right block, layup, too strong, and a foul call. So Chrisman to the line. That foul on Stewart. Chrisman's first, back rim and out. Chrisman, all black shoes, black socks, white jerseys. His second free throw swishes. Near side three for Wietrich, bottoms. He has 16. Moberly builds on its largest lead, 55-37 Spartans. Near side, Chrisman pops it near corner. 5.5 to play third quarter. Left side runner, Coleman off balance. Rebound Stewart. Outlet near side, Thorpe. Behind the back dribble. Probes middle. Bobbles. And Thorpe recovers. Sidesteps left wing. Pitches left corner. Swing reach rich. Crossed over. Turnover. Thomas in the front court. Left block. Layup fouled into the line for a couple of free throws. That is Wietrich's second foul. And the free throw rolls around and in. Thomas with five. 55-38 Moberly, 5-12 third quarter. Thomas, a junior, missed last season with a broken ankle. Head coach Jesse Oswald says he was a bit hesitant at the start of the year, but he started to get it going now and gives Boonville really 3 point guards in the starting lineup, all of whom can attack. 55-39 Moberly. 3 minutes played, second half. Kester bobbles. Turnover. Right side, Chrisman. 4-on-2. Right block, layup, Thomas front rim and out, offensive board, and an easy follow for Bronikowski. He's got 8. He had 21 in the overtime victory against Fulton Tuesday. 55-41 Spartans. 4:40 third quarter. Near side, Kester. Zips it middle, right block, follow away, Stewart short, rebound Boonville. 4.5 to play in the third. Bronikowski left side, crosses over middle. Now Coleman, bounce pass left block, Westlock. The 6'4 freshman over the shoulder off glass, rebound left for Stewart. Outlet Wietrich near corner. Left tip dribble, Braves up top. Throws middle, Thorpe right block, layup, 2 and a foul. Thorpe with 17. What balance for the Spartans. 17 for Thorpe, 16 for Wietrich and Kester. That foul called on Coleman. Thorpe's and one. Free throw, all net. 58-41 Spartans. Middle of the third quarter. Pass to the right block. Westlock up short. Rebound taken away. And it stays Boonville. Right corner three, Bronikowski. Right rim, high bounce. Tipped up, Ben in. See if they give that to Coleman or Westlock. They both had their hand on it, and Coleman gets the credit. 58-43, Moberly's lead. Step back three, left side, Thorpe halfway down, rebound Westlock. Moberly's already outscored what it did in this building a year ago, by far. 54-48, it lost that one. 58-43, it leads here. 3:15, third quarter. Right side, Thomas. Navigates right baseline and a turnover. Wietrich leads the break. Steps into a jump shot, swishes. 2 foot on the line. And a timeout called for Moberly. 60-43, it leads. We'll take it as well. 3:01, third quarter, 60-43 Spartans on Crest.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
Spartans lead, 3:01 to play third quarter on Superstation Crest, CentralMoInfo.com. Boonville basketball out of the timeout. Charlie Bronikowski, Malik Brazil, Sam Esser, Clayton Gokenhauer, and Avion Thomas, the fifth just onto the court for Boonville. Wietrich, Kester, Bell, Stewart, and Thorpe, the five for the Spartans. 60-43, Moberly's lead. Inside 3 minutes, third quarter. Bronikowski up top, a sophomore. Bullies right side, off glass front rim, rebound Thorpe. He's been active all night. One hands it near corner. Three, Wietrich, bullseye. That's a season high, 21 for him. 63-43, Moberly leads. Right block, layup, Gokenhauer rattles in. Left block, layup, Wietrich can't respond. Loose near side. Out of bounds baseline, stays Moberly. 2:17 third quarter, 63-45 Spartans. Dominic Stone King, baseline inbound. Near corner, Thorpe, catch and shoot. Triple back-to-back. Him and Wietrich both with 21. 66-45 Moberly. 2 minutes, third quarter. Ball away, Gokenhauer from the right side. Back iron and drops. 66-47 Moberly. Right wing, Thorpe pumps. Angles middle. Hands off. Left block, Lamp. Stone King. What ball movement? His first points off the bench. 68-47, Moberly. Minute 40 to play in the third. Bronikowski spins. Blocked on a follow-away shot from Kester, but it stays Bronikowski in Boonville. Left side, Thomas. Flips middle. Left block, Lamp. Bronikowski. Still no. Offensive board and follow from Gokenhauer is out of bounds, but he was fouled on the way up. So he's got two shots. That is Kester's first. Gokenhauer, a senior for Boonville, started every game a year ago. And his first free throw rattles in. He has a team high 12. Jesse Oswalt says when he and Bronikowski are both rolling, Boonville is tough to beat. But they've both been a bit sporadic tonight as Gronkenhauer gets the second. 68-49, Moberly leads. A minute 20 to play in the third. Graves all alone. Left corner, three-pointer, right rim. Offensive board, Kester. Twists, right block, stops. A lot of contact. Play goes on. Left block, handoff, Stone King, right block. Lamp short. Volleyball, baseline out of bounds. Stays Moberly. Bronikowski and Gokenhauer both had 20-plus in the Versailles and Fulton wins, which, no surprise, Oswald says those were their two best games of the season. Kester hands off Thorpe, who stutters. Step back contested triple, back iron. Offensive board, Graves on the far wing. He loses it, lost his footing, and lost the basketball. Inside a minute to play in the third, 68-49 Spartans. Pirates ball right to left. Bronikowski. Twist, fall away, jump shot, off glass. Offensive rebound, Boonville. Thomas near corner. As Brandon Bartlett in the Hallsville staff scout on. A turnover, 2-on-2. Wietrich lobs right, block, no. Errant alley-oop attempt as the flip shot hit the rim. It stays Moberly ball. Moberly looks confident and comfortable, though, tonight. Left side, Wietrich. Dances and passes off. Left side, Stone King. Pivots, rolls it left wing. Open Thorpe for three, short offensive board. Graves, six-footer, back iron, rattles in to end the third quarter. 70-49, Moberly, as Graves scores his first points. You're listening to KRES Moberly and CentralMoInfo.com, 70-49 Moberly after 3.
Howdy, cowpokes. Dusty again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're out on the range and notice danger coming around the bend, you'll have one less thing to worry about if you've seen the insurance pros at Valentine Insurance Agency. They'll make sure you've got the right plan to face all the risks you can run into by protecting your home, vehicles, life, and health, and more. Give them a call today, partner. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from your friends at Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are so thankful that our fantastic patients put their trust in us for all of their orthopedic needs. Here's to a happy new year and a very prosperous 2019. When injuries happen or nagging pain persists, give us a call at 573-443-2402. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Season's greetings from all of us here at Columbia Orthopedic Group.
Moberly leads at the start of the fourth quarter on Superstation Crest. Left side, Thorpe steps into a contested 15-footer, left rim, and still goes. 23 for Thorpe. 72-49, Spartans. Bounce pass, left block, west slot. Fall away, short offensive board. Bronikowski has put back iron and in. 72-51, Moberly leads. 35 seconds played in the fourth. Graves cuts middle. Ball fake from Thorpe, who navigates right elbow. His handoff is tipped, but it stays Moberly. Kester crosses over. Runner into contact. Foul called, and free throws ahead. That is on Chrisman. Kester can tie his season high here and does. Those are his first points of the second half. Kester's bounciness, just his activity, has really been on display all night. And his second free throw gives him a season-high 18 after he scored 17 against Warrensburg. 74-51 Mobile Lakes. 7:11 to go. Chrisman near side. Sidearms middle, Bronikowski. Into the far corner, Coleman. His contested three swishes. Tough shot. Coleman with nine. Oswald notes Coleman, usually the most athletic player on the floor, and he's shown that tonight. Just not a lot of fluidity to the Boonville offense this evening. Left block layup, block from behind. Saved inbounds. Boonville basketball. Chrisman storms into the front court. Flips near wing Thomas, who flips middle. Left block layup, West Slock in and out. Rebound Moberly. Wietrich has it, and he outlets near wing for Stone King. The all-conference quarterback stops, right block, layup over the rim, rebound Boonville. 20-point game. Moberly in front, minute 45 into the fourth. Right side three short for Coleman this time. It rolls around in the middle and stays with Boonville. Near side three, Thomas doesn't touch rim. And a foul call over the back on Westlock. Jesse Oswald was not kidding when he said DJ Westlock is a freshman who looks like a senior, having already been in the weight room for 3 or 4 years. He is a legit 6'4", 212 pounds. Played some middle linebacker and tight end for Boonville head football coach Greg Huff this year. Pressure in the backcourt. It's loose. Wietrich has it for the Spartans and throws it to Bell. Great to see him back in. Right block up and under. Lamp swatted from Westlock. And a rebound Boonville. He finds Coleman in the transition game. Ronikowski, right block, Lamp converts. 74-56, Moberly leads. Wietrich, near side. Side steps into a free throw line jump shot. Short offensive board, Stone King. Stays Moberly. Wietrich, left elbow. Lobs backdoor, Kester out of bounds baseline. Possession of Boonville. Wasn't there with Scott on Tuesday at Hannibal, but just from everything I've heard, seems like it was really just a flat second quarter that the Spartans could not overcome. But this type of performance here tonight, Boonville's an athletic team, and they've showed it at times, but Moberly's been really complete on both sides of the floor. You'd have to think this is the type of effort that could win a lot of games on in NCMC play, despite the poor performance on Tuesday. Right side three is too strong from Chrisman, and Moberly rebounds it. Wietrich, catch and shoot triple near side. Yes, sir. 24 for Wietrich. 77-56 Spartans. Right block, Lamp, Westlock blocked off the backboard. Do we have a goaltend, a foul? What do we got here? It is a foul call. So Westlock to the line. Fortunately, that Bell injury wasn't serious. You never know when you get those kind of awkward landings and you fall on your wrist. That's a really easy way to get hurt. And that would have been the last thing Moberly needed, to play a great game and then lose one of your starters. So really encouraging, even with the big lead, to see Bell back in there. That's further encouragement that he's all right. Thorpe missed the last three games last year with a hand injury. Westlock's second free throw, well strong, something to work on for him there. He's 6-for-18 at the line this year. Kester sprints, right block, layup, but just can't convert. Right block, scoop, Stewart in. That's a career high for Stewart with 8. 79-56, Moberly. 3 up top, Thomas can't bank it home. Offensive board, Westlock. Stays Boonville. And we have an official's timeout. Westlock, I think, got poked in the eye there. And it turns into a team timeout as well, a full timeout for Boonville. 79-56, Moberly, 4:25, fourth quarter. You're listening to KRES Moberly and CentralMoInfo.com.
Looking for a new couch, bed, or table? For over 40 years, Darren Dinger Furniture of Boonville has offered quality furniture at low, affordable prices. Choose from a wide array of sofas, recliners, occasional tables, bedroom, and dining sets from Best Chair, Ashley's, Southern Motion, TEI, and more. They also have a variety of lift chairs in stock. Looking for a new mattress? Check out their line of mattresses from Therapeutic. Visit them on Facebook or at 312 6th Street in Boonville. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 4. As always, they offer free local delivery and service after the sale.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
.79-56 Spartans lead, 424th quarter, and a steal. Moberly one-on-one, Weetrich, left block, throws it near side to a trailing Stewart. He has to corral, a little helter-skelter now. Right block, Thorpe, and a foul call. That's on Chrisman. Inbound near corner, Kester, who hands off Bell. And out of bounds, Bell step. So possession to Boonville. So Hallsville scouting. Moberly plays Hallsville on the 21st. And Hallsville and Boonville are now in the same conference with Boonville's move to the Tri-County. So that's a good double scouting effort from Brandon Bartlett. Right block runner for two, Tramell Coleman. He is 11. 79-58 Spartans, 3:54th quarter. Kester near side. Tape on the right wrist. Weetrich three straight away. Bullseye. Weetrich with 27. 82-58 Moberly. 3:25 fourth quarter. Up and under. Gokenhauer's tipped around. Stays Boonville. Thomas crosses over. Scoops near corner. Gronkowski triple. Can't answer. Long rebound, Bronikowski, up and under, off glass, rolls in. 82-60 Moberly. 3:05 to play. Kester left side. Zigzags, left block, off balance, shot back iron. Rebound Boonville, inside 3 minutes to go. Behind the back at midfloor, Thorpe steal. Flips it left block, layup, Weetrich, too good. And a foul called. 29. That ties a career high that Weetrich set against Marshall last year. .84 to 60 Spartans, 2:49 to play. Jackson Miller checks in, Stewart out, Bell's out. Stone King's back in. Weetrich for a career high 30 indeed. 85-60 Spartans. 2:45 to play. Near wing, wide open three. Back iron, tipped around. Rebound Kester. Left side, Kester tries to dunk it in transition. No, Thorpe's right there, misses short. His second tries in. Thorpe with 25. Moberly will empty its bench in just a moment. Top of the backboard, 2:20 to play, 87-60 Moberly leads. Jackson Miller, Dominic Stone King. Graves in, loses it, and possession to Boonville. Right block layup in transition, which Brazil scores. Bounce pass, right block. Braden Ridgeway draws a foul. Brazil helps him up. Toby Short also in. '87-62 Momerly. Stone King played some in the JV game earlier this year. He stops near side, tosses up top. Graves, bounce pass, right block. Miller bobbled out of bounds, baseline, and possession back to Boonville. Cord Hagedorn had mentioned in the preseason that was something he planned to do. He wanted Dominic Stone King to gain some confidence on the offensive end, being a first-year varsity guy, being in a prominent ball-handling role at times. Esser stops, scoops it middle, right block layup, Brownfield. He's fouled by Ridgeway, and he'll head to the line. Brownfield's first free throw short. .124 on the fourth quarter clock, 87-62 Mulberry. Second free throw rolls in. Graves near wing. Now Stone King. Flips it middle for Miller. And the all-conference linebacker goes back for Graves. His near side three comes up short. Miller offensive board, spinning shot, rolls around and in. Right side runner for two. Luke Green scores his first points. And a violation on the inbound on Moberly, so back to Boonville. 89-65, Moberly's lead, 53 seconds, fourth quarter. Baseline inbound for Boonville. They'll visit Eldon tomorrow. Right side, out of control, Brazil, but draws the foul. Then they'll host Smith Cotton on the 17th. We'll see them at the holiday shootout on the 29th against Macon. They're at Blair Oaks on the 4th, and they host Hallsville on the 11th. As I mentioned, Hallsville was in here scouting. And the first free throw sinks for Brazil. His older brother, Tavius, now a junior at Missouri Valley after an all-conference career at Boonville. And the second free throw lines home. 48 seconds, fourth quarter. 89-67 Spartans into the front court. Stone King rockets it far side. Left wing three, Ridgeway, high bounce, and a rebound, Brownfield. The senior outlets right wing, Brazil, who launches a three and buries it. '89-70 Moberly. 24 seconds, fourth quarter. Left side, Ridgeway. Pops it up top. Stone King tries a three and drills it. That's a career high five for the sophomore first-year varsity guy. Near side step back three. Brazil can't answer. 92-70. Moberly leads. 3 seconds, fourth quarter. And the Spartans improve to 3-2. 92-70, the final over a former NCMC opponent in Boonville. We'll step aside, come back, and recap it all on Crest.
The holidays can be a hectic time to plan a meal, and every member of the family wants something different. Domino's has the perfect solution. Order from the Mix and Match menu for just $5.99 each. Choose from a medium two-topping pizza, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twist, pasta in a bowl, an oven-baked sandwich, or eight-piece boneless wings topped off with marble cookie brownies. This offer excludes bread bowls and wings. Domino's Pizza, mix and match for just $5.99 each. Order online at domino's.com.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Now is the time to have CNR Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, CNR Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
At Christmas time, everything is sparkling and shining. So why not treat yourself or someone you love to something sparkling and shiny from Becraft Jewelry? Visit Chris at Becraft Jewelry in downtown Moberly today. Chris has a large selection of necklaces, rings, bracelets, earrings, watches, and so much more. Stop by Becraft Jewelry at 507 West Reed Street or call them at 660-263-2144. They have something for everyone on your list.
This broadcast is brought to you by Macon Healthcare Center of Macon, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Darren Dinger Furniture of Boonville, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com. Side and Stricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Also, Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance. KB Tire and Auto. Domino's Pizza. Becraft Jewelry. PK Wise Agency, your local independent insurance agent. AK's Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair. Moberly Motors, First State Community Bank of Moberly, all of Moberly. The outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly for all of your insurance needs. Auto, home, life. I'm going to go with a three-way player of the game in this one. Not as a matter of copping out or a tough choice, but because it's this kind of balanced effort that would make Moberly tough to beat in conference, and that's Braden Weitrich, Savion Thorpe, and Trey Kester. It was 30-25 and 18, their point totals respectively, and they were all incredibly active tonight from start to finish. It just seemed like they were finding a way, whether it was the offensive glass, transition, the open shot. It was just such a complete performance for the Spartans, and because of that, they are the three-way players of the game. Braden Weitrich with 30, Savion Thorpe with 25, Trey Kester with 18. Gavin Stewart chipped in 8. Landon Graves had a couple. Dominic Stone King had 5. Jackson Miller had 2. For Boonville, Josh Crispin with 6. Avion Thomas with 6. Clayton Gokenhauer with 13. 11 for Tramell Coleman. 14 for Charlie Bronikowski. 13 for Malik Brazil. 2 for DJ Westlock. 3 for Kellen Brownfield. And 2 for Luke Green. We'll come back with Cord Hagedorn in just a moment on 104.7 and CentralMoInfo.com after Moberly's 92-70 win.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah.
Oh, my stuff's up wrong, but yeah. We're back on Superstation Press and CentralMoInfo.com. We're joined by Court Hagedorn after a 92-70 victory for the Moberly Spartans. As Court Hagedorn with us post-game here on the Superstation, what can you say about the completeness of this effort from start to finish?
It did. And we were able to get some layups out of transition off their press and things like that. And, you know, when we put 24 points up in the first quarter, that's always good. And it got us going. That's you take our other four games, and I don't know that we add up to 24. You know, through if you add a couple of them up, but it just kind of kick-started us and jump-started us, and then shots started falling in the second quarter, and it just kind of went from there.
Braden had 30, Fabian had 25, Trey had 18. Then you get 8 from Stewart. How dangerous does that balance make this part?
Very dangerous. If you think about it, in the first half, there wasn't much from the outside though either. It was a lot of in the paint, a lot of curls, a lot of layups, a lot of free throws there. And then once everything started collapsing inside, now we can kick it out and we can knock down shots, and those guys are able to do that. And obviously Braden got hot there for a while and got some layup too off of long rebounds and things. But I thought it was probably our most complete game all year long.
Yeah, you mentioned in pregame needing to find a way when shots aren't falling. How excited were you just about it? Activity would be the best word maybe I could think of. Just the activity, the banging and the bruising, the running up and down, the offensive rebounding. How much was that a part of this game?
They helped us early by pressing, and we were able to kind of get out and run. And we defensive rebounded, which we played defense well up until, you know, for the most part early. And we were able to get rebounds and that able to then run. And we were able to get to the rim an awful lot in that first quarter. You know, the 24 points, there was 6 or 7 layups probably out of there. And that really helped us. And once those guys get out and run, that's what they want to do. And that's what we want to do. But our pace of play has to be really good when we do it too.
Court Hagedorn with a postgame, 92-70, the victory for Moberly to move to 3-2 on the season. What were you able to do to make life uncomfortable for their top two scorers? It seemed like they just never really found a rhythm.
You know, kind of talked about ourselves. We were able to contest in the post without fouling, I thought, really well. And they had to shoot over us. And our athleticism with Trey and even Gavin was able to contest and make things difficult for them. That helped. And then early, we were able to keep them off the glass. And when they can't get offensive rebounds, then when they don't shoot it well, then we were able to get stop after stop after stop. And that then allowed us to expand our lead.
How much of a confidence builder can this be for this group with all those three guys playing the way they did at once?
You know, it shows us that we have the ability to put points on the board and that we have the ability to play unselfishly. I thought we have a lot of – I think we're going to have a lot of assists when I stat it. And a lot of it was able to, you know, find guys in transition and find guys on curls and find guys when we get to the lane, finding them when they're open. And so the confidence builder is that our team can be really good. And when those guys score whatever 30, 21 and 19, you know, they're scoring 60 points. That sure helps us, but we've got to have confidence that, you know, Dominic hit a three, Andre got to the basket, Gavin scores 8 points, you know, and in our last win against Kirksville, he had 7 or 8, you know, and if we can get those guys to give us 6 or 8 points throughout the game, then when those other three go off, then we're really in good shape.
We're talking to Court Hagedorn post-game. You got Harrisburg on Monday. They're obviously a very different team than they were a year ago just due to roster turnover. Then Paulsville scouting here tonight. They've got Luke Hicks. What are your thoughts on just the last couple of games before you hit the holidays? What are you looking for out of your boys?
Not to take a step backwards. I thought we played really, really well last Friday at Kirksville at home, and I thought we took a step backwards Tuesday in Hannibal. And then we played really well tonight.
I want to make sure that, you know, Harrisburg's not the Harrisburg that we played last year, but they're good enough to come in there and give us fits. And Coach Fisher is a good coach, and he's going to find a way to try and make things difficult for our big three or our big two, if you want to go there. And we've got to, you know, if they play zone, we've got to get the ball where it needs to go, and we can't sit there and think that threes are going to do it all. We've got to get to the paint. We've got to get to the basket and make things difficult on them. And then we've got to sit down and guard. I think we're going to be more athletic than them and be able to cause them fits if we'll sit down and get lateral and guard. And so, you know, we'll sit there, and we haven't watched much of them. We watched them early, and then we watched them the other night. But other than that, we'll get a game plan going. And if we can take care of that game plan, you know, I like our chances to play well. And then we'll take whatever outcome we can get.
Moberly 3-2 on the year after a 92-70 win at Boonville. Court Hagedorn, appreciate your time as always.
Thank you. Have a good night. Appreciate the coverage. Go Spartans.
That is Moberly's Court Hagedorn. Appreciate his time here at Boonville High School as 92-70 the victory for Moberly. We'll step aside, come back, wrap it all up on KRES Moberly and CentralMoinfo.com.
Holy moly!
It's that time of year again. Santa Claus will be arriving at Thomas Motors on Saturday, December 15th from 10 until 1. Santa will have treats and take pictures with all the good little boys and girls. Treats, Santa pictures, all in one place. Who could ask for more? Santa and Thomas Motors. Hope to see you on Saturday, December 15th from 10 until 1. Thomas Motors in Moberly, where Santa makes his stop once a year to see all the good boys and girls. Visit Thomas Motors online at thomasmtrs.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Looked fantastic tonight, and with that, they depart with a 92-70 victory at Boonville. If they play like that, it'd be tough to be again. Just the takeaways from this one would be just that the massive roster balance, and it wasn't all about the three, as Court discussed there with us post game. Just finding a way to score, constant activity, and it paid off with a 92-70 victory. And despite the 70 points on the board for Boonville, Moberly played really well defensively at times tonight, too. You got to, in the modern era, we're so in this points per possession phase by now, and I think that 70 points, as much as that looks like a big number, Moberly had 92. It was a high possession ball game, and there was also kind of some quick shot mop-up duty, really, throughout much of the fourth quarter, even if the starters were in, kind of a lot of shots get jacked up there down the stretch. But anyway, 92-70, Moberly wins it. Scott Lundy and I will have the call of a Moberly Harrisburg doubleheader on Monday from Harrisburg High School. For Jeremy Carter, I'm Eric Buick as the Moberly girls fall 63-41 and the boys win 92-70. You're listening to Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
You've just heard another reason why Crest is your all-American sports voice. For the best in sports in any season, dial 1047 All American.